time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show. Only right here, yes, on 1560 The Fan. It is the first of the month. That's right, August 1st. And we now will have football every single weekend until maybe mid-February or so. No, seriously. Football is back, baby. It really is. I know training camp started, you know, last couple weeks, end of July, but now, today is a great day if you love football. And guess what? Ding, 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 you do if you're listening to me right now. Because here in Brevard County, high school football teams are starting up their camps today. And they're starting up this week. And then they're going to put pads on, and then they're going to start playing football here in about 3 weeks. With their kickoff classic. College football, UCF, right here in your backyard. They started practice this morning there in East Orlando. Year two for Gus Malzahn. Gators are going to start. Florida State, they started last week. Miami's going to start. And then in the NFL, yeah, we have the Hall of Fame game, I believe, on Thursday of this week. No, seriously, that's going on. I'm excited, baby. That's right. I feel like we should play some Whoop There It Is maybe sometime this hour. Because I am ready. Now, the weather outside is not really football weather, but we'll get there. Don't worry. It'll start to, you know, simmer down a little once we get into September and October. But right now, it's I don't even know what sport weather it is right now in this heat. And I say that because here's what I did. So Friday night, I ended the show at 6 o'clock. I got in the car, and there's always this feeling in my brain like, all right, Mark, if you're going to Tampa here from Melbourne, do we go where we have to go north to then somehow get to 528, then shoot down 4 to get there? Or should we do it? And I always do this, and it happened Friday. I was like, you know what? Let's take the scenic route. Let's go on 192, go through St. Cloud to Kissimmee, then we'll shoot down 4. In theory, it sounds like a good idea. Every time I'm on 95 or I'm just straight on 192 and I start going west on there, you're like, you know, this isn't bad. You know, you're by Harmony, you start getting to St. Cloud, you're like, well, this isn't a bad idea. This isn't that awful. And then all of a sudden, you start hitting that 4. And I wouldn't even put that onto my worst enemies after a while. I don't know what it is. But every time, the closer you get to 4, and there's some reason here where it's 417. You know, you take that 417, and there's this ramp where it's 417 to get onto 4 to go west to towards Tampa, and no one's moving. No one. No one is moving after a while. It's the devil's anus. I'm sorry. It's the worst of the worst. I have driven in New York City, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Miami. I have driven in some of the most congested driving places you can go in the East and Midwest, pretty much. I've been to all the major cities, driven in all of them. For some reason, the worst of the worst is when you're on 4 and it's somewhere by Disney or just west of Disney. It's the worst. I don't want to do that ever again. I've done it a couple times. You're not moving. You hit like Celebration, and then whatever the town is after that, and you could be in the complete, all the way to the left where you're supposed to be powering through, and you're still wall-to-wall traffic. Why don't we build more lanes? Why can't we have a alternate route after a while? It's the worst. I hate it. I hate it so much. And every time you're going through Kissimmee, there's always like some type of accident. So then it's like, you know, it's never an accident where it's like, oh, we're on the shoulder, we're just going to move over. No, it's somehow, you know, the car is going just sideways and it's the middle of the lane, and there's like 50 police officers. You're like, ah, come on, please, just let me get through. Now, I don't want anyone to get injured in any of these car accidents, but it's like, oh, come on, baby. You're just like, let's go, let's go. And you know what's funny? Once you get through that little stretch on four, then you're fine. You know this if you go into the, you know, the Lightning, the Buccaneers game, trying to go to the Rays game. Once you get past that, you're fine. Then it's like clear sailing all the way to Tampa. I've never even been in Tampa downtown. I've never even been through traffic. It's never that bad. It's not. You're just like, oh, man. Ugh, it's the worst. Because in your brain, you're like, all right, it's 2 hours, maybe another 20 minutes on top of that. Because once you get to the town, then you got to get to your area. I hate that four. I hate that four so much. It is the worst, the worst, the worst. All right, so I stay there Friday night, Saturday morning, and this is what you had to do. If you want to go to training camp, because it's so hot right now, you want to go to training camp. It starts at about 8:30 in the morning. So I got to get up, and like, and I don't want to do this on a Saturday morning. I usually try to like, you know, just relax, sleep in for a second. No, you got to get up. Because if you're going to go see Tom Brady, you better get up early. And I've been to Buccaneers camp a couple times over the years. And this is the first time I've been there since, you know, before the pandemic. And it's at a whole other level now. Like, it is packed. And I get it. It's a Saturday, the first Saturday you can go out there for camp. Like, you really can. You go out there for camp, and it's like, this is legit now. They have Tom Brady. He's been there for a couple years. This is a Super Bowl contender franchise. This isn't the Buccaneers of old where it's like, oh, I hope we don't get embarrassed in the NFC Central. No, this is a big boy franchise. And their expectations are to win the Super Bowl. Not just to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. There's the feeling in the air. You can smell it, you can taste it, you can see it. Hey, we're here to win the Super Bowl. We got Tom Brady. Let's rock and roll. That's the impression. And I also got the other impression that this is it as well. Like, hey, we're here to win the Super Bowl, but I feel like this is the last hurrah. I just, there's something in my gut, it just feels that way, where it's like, yeah, this might be it for Tom Brady. Because remember, he tried retiring in the spring, and then he unretired. It's very confusing. And I like afterwards, after practice, you know, we don't get to talk to Tom Brady. He's off limits. He hasn't talked yet to the media. And I was like, well, they probably, you know, won't let him talk to anyone, and they'll just get ready for the season. And that was my impression after leaving Saturday. No, he talked to the media today. I was like, oh, come on, Tom, why couldn't you been there when I was there talking to the media? That would have been cool. But didn't happen. But that's okay. I loved going to practice. I really did. I missed going to practice. It was fun to go over there. Even though, so it's like 8:30 in the morning. It's about 85 degrees. You're like, this isn't that bad. Like, this is okay. If we stay at this, we'll be fine for the day. No. By about 9:30 in the morning, it jumped to about 95 degrees before the heat index. I don't even understand how the players, I don't understand how they even go out there and practice right now. I know they're not in full pads. It's some of the worst weather. Like, how do you even do it? And then you see Brady out there. He's 45 years old. He should be past his prime, and then another 5 years on top of that. He's out there, no problem. He's just throwing the ball and getting the team ready for the season. That guy, honestly, is a unicorn. Unicorn. That's what he is after a while. He is amazing. Right when you think you can give him every single compliment you can, I'm out there, I'm under shade, and I'm ready to pass out. I'm not even playing. And Brady's out there, and he's just throwing these dimes in 100-degree weather. It's pretty amazing. It really is. And the thing with Brady, you just like off eye test. First off, he's bigger than you think. He's 6'4". He acts and talks like he's Doug Flutie, where he's some underdog and no one believed in him. No, he's big. He's a big NFL quarterback out there. He is. And the thing with him, and this is when you always think about the NFL draft, is he doesn't have the strongest arm. He doesn't, but he doesn't need to because his accuracy is pinpoint. Every time that dude threw the ball at practice, it's on the money. It's not high, it's not low, it's right in your hands. And in your hands and in stride for you to go score a touchdown. Every throw is beautiful. Beautiful from this guy. It was awesome to go. So if you get a chance, you know, I get it's a hassle to get over there. It is, and you got to get there early. But if you have a chance, you got to go see Brady. You do. You got it. I mean, because I think this is it. It is year 23 for him. Is that right? I think that might be right because he started in 2000. And the Super Bowl this year will be in February of 2023. It's like, what? You got to go. It's bucket list. If you have a chance just to see him for a second, you got to do it. You have to. And it's free and open to the public. You just got to get tickets. You got to look it up through the website. It was worth going. And my buddy John Ferry, who you hear on the show, he was at Jaguar camp on Saturday, and I was seeing some of his photos. And I texted him because I'm a jerk. My quarterback's better today than yours. He's like, yeah, no bleep, Mark. I get it. Yeah, you're talking about Tom Brady compared to Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence could be good. He ain't Tom Brady. He needs to play for another 20 years, and then maybe we'll talk. Man, Brady is like, I'm telling you, every throw, it's just like on the money. You know who also impressed me in person? Kyle Trask, former Florida Gator quarterback. He has the body. He's got this NFL prototypical quarterback body and height. And he also, same thing as Brady, doesn't have the strongest arm, but he gets that ball there. And he gets it there quickly. And it's on point. And he is going to sit there and probably learn another year from Brady. That's not bad. Second round pick. I know he probably wants to play, but if you can sit and learn from Brady and he can teach you all of his tips of the trade, hey, that's not bad for a gig and getting paid for it. And then I could see it where Brady retires, which I don't want him to, and then maybe you have this scenario where Kyle Trask becomes the starter moving forward. Yeah, that, and then it's like Leonard Fournette's there, and he's like 240 pounds. He's a truck, and I'd be scared out of my mind if I had to play, you know, DB. And, you know, playoff Lenny gets the ball, and he's running downhill at you. He's a big dude. He is. But the one dude, every time you see him, my brain shuts down, is when you see Mike Evans in person. That guy is 6'5". He might be, I don't know, 230 pounds, and he can jump out of the gym. He's super fast. Like, he runs around like he's 5'11". And the guy's a monster. And he's catching that football. And who's throwing him the football? Tom Brady's throwing him the football. Oh, man. That's like, there's that moment where you're like, oh, yeah, I could play football. No. No, you can't. Maybe you could play high school football like most of us mere mortals could. But when you go to these NFL training camps and you see how big these dudes are, they're big. These are gladiators. And they're ready to dominate. And they're making millions of dollars. I like also afterwards where, you know, we're going post-game, and you still think it's Bruce Arians, and it's not. It's not Bruce Arians. It's Todd Bowles, who's the defensive coordinator. Now he's been promoted to head coach. And you're like, oh, that's right. You're the coach now. Oh. And I like someone was asking him about, you know, the wide receiver positions and, you know, all the just the different weapons they have on offense. And I liked where coach said, yeah, we do, but let's wait till we start playing with the pads on and start tackling each other, and then we'll give our opinions on things. It's a great point. Tackle football is different than flag football or 7-on-7, like they like doing it at high school. Yeah, everyone looks great when no one's getting hit. Let's see how you play after you get tackled a couple times. It's a great point, but I'll tell you that offense. I know, look, no Rob Gronkowski for now. I'll still leave that door open just a little. But I saw Julio Jones. Russell Gage looks good as your third option. You know, you're waiting for Chris Godwin to come back from the injury. And then you have Kyle Rudolph, who's a beast out there. They're going to be loaded. Loaded. And it's seriously, it's Super Bowl or bust for this team. Then on defense, you know, you bring in Akeem Hicks. You got Vita Vea. There's like 750 pounds probably right there. You still have your edge rushers. You still got Devin White. Still got the secondary. I mean, they're loaded. They're ready to go win a Super Bowl. That's the impression. If I went to Jaguars camp and I went to Dolphins camp, it'd be different energy. A completely different energy. I know expectations are high for both teams and they want to do better, but it will not be the expectations like I felt at Tampa Bay Buccaneers camp. No way. None. Because the expectation there is to win the Super Bowl. Anything less is a failure. That's what it felt like in person. I'm happy I went. You know what's weird? So NFL Network's there. And I start hearing this voice. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've heard this guy. Where have I heard this voice? You know who's there? The Scott Hansen guy. And you're like, well, who's Scott Hansen? You know who that is. He's the guy that hosts NFL Red Zone. Like 12 hours every Sunday. He was there. The man who I think doesn't go to the bathroom because he's seriously nonstop on the air 10 to 12 hours every Sunday this fall. That was cool to see him talk. He was there with Willie McGinnis, and I wanted to say hi, but they were on the air, so what are you going to do? It was fun. Afterwards, I'm in my own sweat because, you know, ladies, I'm a human being. And I said, the hell with it. I'm driving back to Orlando. You know, I'm heading that way. So I decide I'm going to stop at like an outlet mall for a second. You know, hey, I think it was like, you know, is it tax-free weekend? It was something like that. You know, oh, back to school shopping. I say, hey, maybe there's going to be like a bunch of, you know, deals on clothes. Maybe I can find some for work. And I went to that one outlet, which I've been to before, and it always drives me crazy. There's an outlet. It's, okay, you're on 4, and it's by the 528 exit. And, yeah, it's right by Mall of Millennia. There's no parking. It's an outlet mall. And there's so many people trying to find parking. There are times I've tried to go there, and I just given up and driven home. I'm not kidding around. There's so many people. And you're at the different malls, like the different store, like, oh, here's Nike. Here's, you know, some other store. I'm just trying to, you know, like, oh, here's the Gap. And it's like, there's so many people there. There's a line, like we're going to a nightclub to try to get in the stores. It's bizarre. Bizarre. You're like, what is this after a while? That's why I'm like, just get me back to Melbourne. Okay? It's finally happened. There's so much congestion after a while in that vicinity. You're just like, just get me back to Melbourne. All right? And just, that's my, like, Mark, what's your review of trying to drive in that area? That's my review. Right? Good times. Then being in the heat that much, like Saturday night, I went to bed at like 8:30 at night. Because you know what? Rock and roll, baby. That's what it's all about. We got much to discuss today. We really do. You know, the passing of Bill Russell, right? Deshaun Watson out 6 games. Yes, much to discuss. But you know what? Let's let other shows do that. Let's stay on the Florida train, the great state of Florida. We'll stay with the Buccaneers for now. Luke Easterling, he's going to join us for another season of Buccaneers football. Let's stay on that path. We'll preview camp, preview the season, get his thoughts on roster spots. We'll do that next with he's with Bucks Wire. Luke Easterling joins us next.